A shocking report for Amtrak today has found that the company is losing $100 million annually to route interruptions caused by mustachioed villains tying damsels in distress to the tracks. Find out how often your local route gets disrupted by train conductors unwittingly barreling over screaming lassies waving dainty handkerchiefs in the air calling for help. I'm your host, Leslie Price, and The Topical is brought to you by The Onion, Onion Public Radio, and the wonderful government censors from the People's Republic of China. Ni Song Zu Yo Zui Song Jie Ding Chen. Back in a moment. The coronavirus pandemic isn't the only thing hurting the travel business. An alarming internal investigation at Amtrak today has found that the once thriving passenger railroad company now loses up to $100 million annually due to route interruptions caused by kidnapped damsels who have been tied to train tracks by mustachioed villains. OPR business correspondent Marcy Hammond joins us now with more. Hello, Marcy.
Good to be here, Leslie.
Thanks for coming on. Now, how can some conniving trickster wearing a fetching hat cause Amtrak to lose all that money? Can't they just stop the train when they hear the squeals and billowing white dress of the fair lady ahead?
Well, unfortunately, it takes several minutes to stop an Amtrak train, so by the time a conductor sees her flailing and screaming for her life, the conductor just has to hope her Prince Charming will swoop in on a white horse at the last minute and foil the villainy before it's too late.
And what happens when her prince fails to save her?
Well, once the train comes to a stop, Amtrak maintenance crews have to take hours clearing the young woman and her flower crown off the tracks, which subsequently delays and cancels hundreds of routes and connections a day. Then the company has to deal with overtime costs while they wait as the villainous swindler and the damsel's lover chase each other down the tracks in train cars.
I see. But why are these wicked aristocrats tying women to railroad tracks in the first place?
Well, the report found that most of the time, the women are rich heiresses or the prettiest girl in town who has rejected a marriage proposal from the greedy, vindictive tycoon.
Ooh.
Or sometimes it's a simple bribe plot against the young lady's suitor or rich father to gain all the town's rubies and gold before sundown.
And this is happening across the country every day?
According to the report, a nimble woman is being strapped to the train tracks once every 15 minutes in America.
Huh?
A man in Akron, Ohio, was actually able to capture cell phone footage of one of the incidents. Here's the audio.
Help me! Help me! Please, I'm just a little lady!
You'll regret the day you ever turned down Horace P. Shadrach the Fourth, missy!
Don't worry, my darling! I will save you!
Oh, my prince! Hurry, please hurry!
Oh, you best hurry, Milton Goodman! Here comes the train!
Dramatic incident.
Wow, poor Petunia Rose. She seems so close to making it.
Yeah, it's a shame.
So how is Amtrak planning to resolve this right now?
They've put out a national ad campaign pleading with these men to not air their grievances in public and deal with their disputes in a private manner that does not inconvenience the commutes of others. Here's a clip from one of their ads.
At Amtrak, there is nothing more important to us than your satisfaction. So if you must use an innocent woman to settle your disputes, we ask that you do so away from Amtrak's train routes. Please consider challenging your nemesis to a pistol duel at 20 paces. Or if you know someone who is being tied to the tracks, see if their family will offer their uglier daughter in exchange for releasing their prettiest from her shackles. Remember, our train tracks are for getting you where you need to go, not for retribution.
Interesting. So are they saying there are better ways to go about enacting your revenge?
Yes. Part of the campaign is to inform miscreants of other less disruptive transportation options for the revenge plots, such as hot air balloons, biplanes, and placing your kidnapped heiress in an oarless rowboat and sending her over a waterfall.
Well, I say there's nothing wrong with the good old body in the carpet that gets dumped down the side of a ditch. Thank you, Marcy, for the report.
Thanks, Leslie.
That's OPR's Marcy Hammond. Back in a moment.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a philosophical question for you. If there were three more pieces of news tied to the train tracks and you could pull a lever to divert the train and save them, but doing so would kill your entire family, would you pull the lever? Ah, good choice. Here's what else you need to know today. President Trump is remaining consistent in his stance on accepting November's election results, pledging today that no matter what, he will call for violence regardless of the election's outcome. Trump and members of his administration have all insisted that no matter how things shake out once voters cast their ballot, there will either be an extremely unpeaceful transfer of power or victorious calls for hate-filled vitriol among members of his base, resulting in violence across the nation in either event. And concerning news from Olive Garden food scientists today, researchers from the Italian-American casual dining chain have reported that they are rapidly running out of foods to scampi. Having already completed shrimp, chicken, pasta, spring vegetables, and root vegetables, the development team at Olive Garden is now viewing the future of scampiing as increasingly grim, as we may still be years, if not decades, away from a sustainable beef or eggplant scampi. Bleak outlook. Maybe they should try scampiing a pretzel. Might be pretty good. And in local news, your girlfriend is doing something with those leaves from outside. It's a little unclear what exactly, and even more unclear why the dead and dirt-covered leaves are scattered all over the kitchen table where you eat dinner, but it's presumably for some kind of craft project, so don't throw them away. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. Like a high-speed locomotive, the news doesn't stop just because you're screaming and crying, begging for it to hit the brakes before it crushes you. So why not embrace the sweet release of death by visiting theonion.com for more on all the day's top stories. And don't forget to tune in to tomorrow's episode of The Topical, where we'll sit down with a nutritionist who will explain how a completely plant-based diet could be the key to never being full. Ooh, sounds healthy. All that and more tomorrow on The Topical.